For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests last week on the Century of Lies program was former DEA agent, Mr. Cele Castillo.
And I'm a former DEA agent, and I've been in law enforcement for over 20 years, retired now, and trying to educate the public and what's going on with the so-called war on drugs.
Well, Cele, it seems that every day there's killings. People being found in car trunks or burning on the side of the road around Nuevo Laredo. Is that an example of the worst of the drug war?
Absolutely not. The worst is when it spills over, which it has already, spilling over into the U.S. Right now, we just had, according to my information, an informant who worked for the United States government killed and murdered in Stark County. His body was dragged and then was burned out. On recognition. He's one of many informants that are being killed, and people that corroborate with the U.S. authorities are getting killed and assassinated here in South Texas.
I want to think that this will change, that somehow one cartel will gain predominance, or that I guess idly hoping that the U.S. can do something about it. But this will continue as long as drugs are illegal, will it not?
Oh, absolutely. This will continue forever. The drug war has never worked. We've been doing this for over 40 years, and we tried the John Wayne approach, and it has not worked. Law enforcement is not working and has not worked in the past. So basically the answer to the war on drugs has got to be education, prevention, and treatment. And if you don't have a demand, you don't have any drugs. But according to a lot of the middle schools, there's a lot of kids still using drugs, and there's more of it, easier to get, and so forth. So we haven't made a dent. I got the intelligence that one of the major cartels came over into the United States and went and knocked on three U.S. Customs guys on their homes, and told them to cease and desist from working with the different cartel, or else their families are going to be killed. And needless to say, within a week or so, they had asked for a transfer out. So that's how strong the cartels are. They're going to be coming in here and into U.S. And, you know, right now, the corruption is so high, it's up all the way to the United States Attorney's Office.
Once again, that was Cele Castillo, a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Over 500 former police officers, cops, wardens, judges, and others proclaiming the drug war to be a complete and utter failure. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.